When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
While you enjoy a day at the range, we stand on Capitol Hill and firmly say no to those who would rip that right and that gun from you. We are the DSC, and we're at biggame.org.
Hey, welcome to our campfire here at Kender Outdoors. Glad you're here with us today. Front door to the camp house is brought to you by my friends at Forta Flora, America's number one canine probiotic. If you own a dog, especially a working dog, a bird dog, you really need to keep Forta Flora handy. It stops GI upset. Come see me at kinderoutdoors.com and learn more about Forta Flora. I'll even save you a little money. Well, this old radio show has taken us down a lot of windy two lanes, back road blacktops, and distant interstates. We've met a lot of characters up and down the trail, and we're going to revisit some of those folks on the show today. I hope you enjoy our little trip down memory lane. We'll start with a conversation that took place on the side of a West Texas farm-to-market road, not too far from Haskell, Texas, with a West Texas legend, Barefoot Bob.
Your mama knows you as Bob Richardson, but the world knows you as Barefoot Bob. Welcome back to Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, Bob.
How we doing?
Man, I'm doing good. Good to see you again. For folks that don't know the Barefoot Bob story, how did you get that name?
Oh, back when I was about 8 or 10 years old, we had a sheriff in Jones County named Dave Reeves. Well, when he'd bring folks down here to bird hunt, you know, back then everybody had birds, we'd go bird hunting. Well, we was hunting in a grass burr in the sandy land where the grass burrs were so bad the dogs wouldn't retrieve the birds. We run barefoot back then. We just wore shoes to school. I was running and getting their birds.
When the dogs wouldn't go in there, but you would.
Right. Anyway, they got to calling me Sandspur, and after a while they changed it to Barefoot.
Barefoot Bob. So these days, decades later, do folks still say, hey, Barefoot Bob?
Yeah, no, most people don't even know my name.
Is that right?
That's right.
You probably like it that way, too.
That's just as good as any name.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's right. If folks want to learn how to catch a hog, because you don't kill them, you catch them.
Right.
How do they go about it, Bob? Give us a 1, 2, 3 on how to do that.
Well, you can either use traps or you can use dogs. I do both.
Yeah.
The dogs is the pleasure. The traps are to make a living, but well, we got bay dogs. They'll find the hog and bite him in the butt until he backs up in a bush. And then we use a catch dog. He catches him and holds him by the ear till we flip him over and tie his feet.
Is that your job, flip him and tie his feet?
Mine or my son's.
And so when you're flipping that hog, you make it sound pretty simple. Is that kind of like a calf roper, reach down there and grab him legs and flip him?
Yes and no. A calf, you'll grab him by the flank and flip him.
Yeah.
A hog, you grab him by the tail with your left hand, a back leg with your, and push him forward and push him over. It's real. The bigger the hog, the weight works against them, and the easier they are to flip.
Okay, they'll go there because they're front-loaded. They're heavy to the front, and they kind of flip them over like a wheelbarrow.
Push them forward like a wheel. Yeah, that's what you do, exactly like a wheelbarrow.
My goodness, we can't keep up with how fast they're breeding.
Yeah, but we're the lowest we've been in ever.
Are we? Are we down?
I buy for Southern Wild Game, and I think this year we bought 10% as many hogs as normal.
Oh, good. Well, that's good news and bad news.
I think a lot of it's drought-related. Maybe when it rains, they'll come back. You know, for some, most people, hogs are a problem, but there's getting to be a growing number of people in Texas that make their living off hogs.
Yeah, I was on a ranch in South Texas a few years back, turkey hunting in the spring, and there was a father and son there from Pennsylvania, a father and son from California, and a father and son from Idaho. And I said, what are y'all all doing down here? And they said, man, we're here to hunt hogs. And I thought, we just shoot them out of the pickup. They're a nuisance.
There's probably more money made in hogs than any other single species in Texas.
I'll be darned. Yeah, that's how big it gotten. I mean, we have
how big it's gotten, the volume.
Yeah, exactly. Bob, what are some of the neat things that you've observed with our critters and our wildlife through the years?
Man, everything in the wild is neat.
Yeah.
The deal about quail, I'm sure you've kept up with the quail.
Okay.
They have been rock bottom.
Yeah.
And in 1 year, they went from one of the worst years ever to abundant. It's been 3 or 4 weeks ago, we went down south and we were netting axis bulls and putting them in high fences, netting them in the, where there wasn't a high fence. And,
right.
And I was on the ground crew riding a four-wheeler, and we, when they'd net the bull, then we'd run up behind him and throw him and tie him.
Yeah.
Well, that country there, I've guided in it for years, and if you've seen a covey of quail in a week, even back when we had birds everywhere, that was a big deal.
Yeah.
I bet you I've seen 25 coveys in one day.
And they're big coveys, and they're different size burns.
Yeah, we got everything from that big to full grown.
Yeah.
From little babies to, I think, three hatches.
Bumblebees, yeah.
Bumblebees.
Three hatches.
We may have lost a little bit of this late hatch. I'm not seeing quite as many of the little birds as I was earlier, but we didn't lose them all because just last week my son's guiding dove hunts right now, and he ran into three bunches that didn't even have feathers.
Brand new little old baby birds. Last one I can remember was really good, Bob, was 2005. I had a great year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We had 3 years of bad quail in 2000 to 2001. It went 2000 was nothing. 2001 was loaded just like this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we had five or six good years in a row.
He is a West Texas legend and tougher than a box of hammers. Barefoot Bob. And hey, before you quail hunters get too excited, that interview with Barefoot Bob Richardson is from several years ago. Quail numbers this year, not good. Calming Care is a product from my friends at Purina that settles the overactive dog, the overbarker, the overjumper. Safe and effective. Calming Care. Learn more at KinderOutdoors.com. We're back with another famous Bob when I come back from the coffee pot.
Hey, everybody's old mountain man. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure enough thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
We are planning for great crowds and a great time at the 2021 DSE Convention and Sporting Expo, Reflections, February 11th through the 14th, and we'll certainly hope that you're planning to be a part of it as well. Hi, I'm Corey Mason, Executive Director at DSE, and I can assure you that as we make plans to get together again in February, we're also planning to do it safely. Whatever is required to make your visit comfortable, enjoyable, and above all safe, we will do. This is the place where the finest guides and outfitters globally come together to display their opportunities to the hunting and fishing public, and they'll be hungry to do business. You'll also see the finest collections of firearms, art, jewelry, hunting gear, and clothing anywhere. We will have wonderful banquets, live and silent auctions featuring one-of-a-kind collectibles, opportunities and gear, and a family-friendly celebration of our hunting heritage. To learn more, visit biggame.org. And I'll see you in February.
This is Randy Jackson with Teske's Outdoors on Interstate 20, just west of Weatherford. Don't let that next hunt slip up on you without paying us a visit at Teske's. Are you looking for that next rifle, pistol, or new shotgun? You'll find the most dependable names at Teske's like Browning, Beretta, Benelli, Stoger, Winchester, Bagara, and Christensen. Pistols by Sig, Kimber, Cove, Taurus, and Smith & Wesson. If you're having a hard time finding ammo, then come see us at Teske's. We receive regular shipments, even in 9mm. Snake boots sure come in handy in Texas. We have them from Twisted X. And if you can't find the Western boots that you're looking for at Teske's, they just don't make it. Take a look at our Sitka clothing and Sims fishing apparel. Teske's Outdoors on the south side of Interstate 20, just a couple of minutes west of Weatherford. From dove to white-tailed deer, at Teske's we're hunters too, and we'd love to visit with you on your way to the ranch.
If you fry your turkeys during the holiday season and you're tired of the hassle of pots, open flames under hot oil, and sticky, oily messes, then it's time to take a good look at the Cajun Fryer by R&V Works. The original, the last fryer that you'll ever need to purchase. Cajun Fryer puts pro-level frying gear in your backyard or hunt and fish camp. These are high-performance, low-maintenance deep fryers that feature the heat source in the oil. Your oil heats from the inside out. If your family loves a fish fry, Cajun Fryer is a must. Because the heat source is suspended in the oil, small crumbs and pieces that burn fall to the bottom. So your oil stays much cleaner, many times lasting the entire year. Often imitated, never duplicated. Don't be fooled. Take a look at the original Cajun Fryer at CajunFryer.com. Fresh, crisp, delicious every time. CajunFryer.com. There's a place I love to go in the pristine Texas Hill Country that features first-class lodging, outstanding cuisine, world-class wing shooting, the best free-range access deer hunting in the world, my favorite, by the way, plus native whitetails and turkey, and some of the most comfortable hosts that you've ever enjoyed. Don't forget to throw in the fly rod. You'll want to experience the crystal-clear waters of Joshua Creek and the Guadalupe River. Rolling hills and Texas live oaks, friendly smiles, and spring-fed waters. Orvis and Beretta agree that Joshua Creek is one of the finest hunting and shooting ranches in existence. And I think you will too. You won't find a prettier place to get married. And our staff and facilities will make your corporate event, family reunion, or private party turnkey and the best you'll ever experience. Joshua Creek Ranch in the historic Texas Hill Country between San Antonio and Fredericksburg. Want to go? Of course you do. JoshuaCreek.com.
I'm looking at a 12 with a 10-inch drop time. Y'all go on inside. The whole Dallas Safari Club bunch is in there with Kinder Outdoors.
The Dallas Safari Club meets monthly at chapters across the U.S. If you'd like to attend or start a chapter in your neighborhood, visit biggame.org.
We're down to just a few weeks before we draw a winner in that Deck the Blind with Bows and Arrows contest with DSC's Kinder Outdoors, Cinnamon Creek Ranch, and my friends at Dillon Manufacturing. I've given away a Dillon 6x6 octagon hunting blind. That gives you a 360 view with both bow and rifle windows, sitting on a 5-foot tower, and a $2,000 shopping spree at Cinnamon Creek Ranch Wild Game Processing and Event Center. Real easy to enter. Just come see me at kinderoutdoors.com, K-I-N-D-E-R, kinderoutdoors.com, and register right there on the homepage. He's gone now, but another legend that we had the great opportunity to hang out with up in South Dakota was Hall of Fame fisherman Bob Probst. Bob was a Nebraska native and a member of the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame. He was a walleye legend, and some folks said that Bob could think like a fish. Here's a conversation I had with Bob just a couple of years before he passed away.
Bob Probst, Hall of Famer, and you've been chasing walleye all your life. How'd you fall in love with walleye?
Well, I fell in love because when I was a kid, I worked every summer. My uncle took me to Minnesota fishing from the time I was 6 or 7. And finally, when I was about 14 or 15, they started leaving me at the resorts to work all summer. And we started to catch fish. My uncle fished for walleyes at that time, a much cruder system than what we do now. But when I was a kid there, about 15, 16, I put a split shot and hook on up there, and I was by Brainerd, Minnesota, and I went over one of the rivers there and started casting a minnow and night crawlers, and I started catching walleyes. And from then on, we got the jigs in those days, and then really got me going was I got a hold of some Rapalas when I was a kid. But I lived on the Rapalas. I lived on Rapalas, thin fins, and flatfish for my walleye fishing in those days. But I took the Rapalas in 1956 to a dam called Harlan County Dam on the Nebraska-Kansas border. We went there to fish off the rocks for crappies in the spring. So we got a rental boat and went out and had them floating Rapalas. So we threw them out and started trolling along that riprap dam. It opened up a world of fishing. I think that first day we caught maybe 20 walleyes that first day, trolling in the springtime, the 1st of May and stuff. And from then on, it just opened up, so we started going. Then I started using a lot of my lead core and downriggers. A buddy of mine in 1965 heard about salmon fishermen, and I was at Lake McConaughey, where I eventually lived most of my life. And he said, I'm going to send for it because we had tremendous-sized rainbows in McConaughey. So he sent for a spool of it. He sent for one. So then I sent for two spools and got back. Now I'm putting them on. We're going out fishing these big rainbows. I'm on McConaughey. We had 120 feet of water, a lake 23 miles long, 3 miles wide. And all of a sudden, I started at 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 feet catching walleyes, suspended fishing, feeding on the shad that come to the surface in the evening time. They stayed, shad stayed down about 30 feet. And so started using those there in the middle 60s. And eventually, when you started a guide service out there that time, and eventually, when the various fishing tournaments started, I took the lead core and the downriggers. I had homemade downriggers before we had the original downriggers. We had a throw line off of each side of my pontoon boat, my 10-horse motor to run the pontoon boat. And we marked it with like a chalk so we knew about how many feet down with a heavyweight, and we put alligator clips for homemade downriggers. And I'm telling you, it opened up a world of fishing. Eventually, I went to work for the tackle companies. My wife and I toured America. We got to every state but Maine and Alaska for the fishing industry. We was a mile and a quarter from the Maine border, and we got a call from Lindy Littlejoe. Bob, you got to get back there. We didn't get into Maine. And then when I tried to go to Alaska this one time many years ago, we got to board. I tried to go across. They said I was AWOL from the military. Threw me in a federal brig for 5 days. I wasn't in the military, unfortunately. I tried to go. I actually was. I'd be in buddies, volunteered. But what had happened, I worked for the FBI. I infiltrated organized crime for the FBI. Well, they pulled me out, and I was pulled in. Well, they didn't want me going off to Vietnam, so they pulled me off the bus going to Vietnam. Is what they did, took me off of the bus, sent me home, told me to go to report to the recruiter. The next week, I go to the recruiter, and he says, what are you doing here? I said, I don't know. You guys pulled me off. He said, well, wait for further orders. I did wait for 6-7 months. Finally, my wife and I gave up. We moved to Western Nebraska. So then it was 12 years later. I come back to Omaha to visit my mom. That's where we live in. Come in, and here's a U.S. Marshal. I come in and arrest me for being a throw.
So, hey, I'm just a walleye fisherman.
That's my life.
My goodness. So, Bob, you've been guiding how long?
I started guiding in about, 1956, but I was making my money from the time I was 9 or 10, catching fish and selling them. All of the people would come down to the city park in Omaha, the Park Lakes, and buy the fish from us kids. We'd catch carp, bullheads, bluegills, crappies, a lot of big carp, the catfish. They didn't care. Every day in the summertime, they'd come down and buy the fish. So my mom worked for Union Pacific Railroad. Now, I was 15 years old. My mom made $1.25 an hour or something for 8 hours work in those days. I brought home over $15 a day each day on Saturday and Sunday selling all the fish I made, because we get $1 for a big fish. Real big fish, they give you $2 for, like a 10, 15-pound carp or catfish, and they give you maybe 50 cents. So I was making more money than my mom was working selling fish. That's how it all began.
And from there into the Freshwater Hall of Fame. How'd you feel when they said, come on and join us in the hall?
It was a wonderful feeling, but you know what? There's so many more deserving people that I know that should have been there, or it's for things that they did for fishing and stuff like that. I wish I could, you know, I wish I could do more for people and stuff like that. There's so many things that are yet to be learned in fishing and that, and I've been a simple person. I love fishing with the crankbaits. I just love helping people fishing, so I've been a fishing guide all my life. I still get in boats with people to go fishing. They come out, and I guide once in a great while and after, but the family doesn't want me to do it all. They want me to just get in a boat with somebody else. I think they think as we get older, we can't handle a boat or a vehicle or something. You know, these guys backing up vehicles, it takes me 1/3 the time to get that boat in.
You know what you're doing, Bob. Bob, thank you for sharing with us. We sure appreciate it.
I thank you. Now, I feel bad about what they... What'd you get me talking about? I could go for hours right here.
I didn't notice. Hey, I can't let you go without asking you this, Bob. What is your big walleye?
The biggest walleye that I think I personally ever caught was 14-12, but I've gotten 4 for the boat over 15. Twice I handed my pole off after I was fighting fish so somebody catch an 8 or 10 pounder I didn't know. But I've had 4 fish over 15 pounds caught off the boat.
Wow.
But I don't, like I say, I had 252 over 10 by 1978. From then on, I couldn't even tell you.
It is quick count, and I don't blame you.
No.
Right, yeah, you're right. Bob, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Wonderful. Hey, if we get an opportunity, I'd love to fish with you sometime. But that there, a pleasure.
Unfortunately for me, that opportunity to fish with Hall of Famer Bob Probst never occurred. But I will always fondly remember our visit at a fishing camp on a rainy summer day in South Dakota. This corner of the camp house brought to you by Fortiflora. Fortiflora is a canine probiotic, and hey, when your dog gets in the trash, eats something they shouldn't, maybe overexerts themselves, change of routine, change of water, lots of things can bring on GI upset. And Fortiflora fixes that. It's worked 100% of the time that I've used it through the years. Order Fortiflora from Chewy.com. We're revisiting the tracks we've laid down over the past decade at DSC's Kinder Outdoors. More great memories on the way after we grab a cup of coffee.
Good morning, this is Larry Whitesoo, Mr. Whitetail. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Hey, have you entered to win our giant fall hunting package yet? It's from Kinder Outdoors, Cinnamon Creek Ranch, and Dillon Hunting Blinds. It's called Deck the Blind with Bows and Arrows, and we're going to draw a winner in mid-December. Register now at kinderoutdoors.com to win a 6x6 Dillon bow and rifle combo blind on a 5-foot tower and a $2,000 shopping spree at Cinnamon Creek Ranch Archery, Wild Game Processing, and Event Center. Valued at over $6,000. This will be a humdinger of a ho-ho-ho. Register now at kinderoutdoors.com. At Marksman Firearms and Outfitters, we make shopping for the hunter or recreational shooter in your family easy. With locations in Mansfield, Wichita Falls, Granbury, and Killeen, Texas. Take advantage of our 90-day layaway, same as cash, so there's no need to hide gifts until the big morning. All year, we honor our military and first responders with a 10% discount on everything in the store. For rifles, pistols, shotguns, ammo, and optics, Marksman Firearms is your complete one-stop shop. MarksmanFirearms.com. Make your mark at Marksman. Imagine a change in Hollywood's message. Imagine a big-screen version of your life, telling your story as a God-fearing, red-blooded hunter. Manifesting your God-given right and skill to gather groceries in the woods and pray over them on the dinner table. Lots of folks seem to think this film is a great idea.
This is Michael Waddell.
I'm Toxie Hayes.
Hey, this is your blood brother, Ted Nugent.
And want to partner with you to build the first ever hunter-funded, God-glorifying movie centered around our hope, our heritage, our harvest. What this world needs is a hunter. You make this world a better place. Come on, theharvestmovie.com. You know, as bird hunters and bird dog owners, we've seen our wild bird hunting opportunities dwindle in recent years. And if you, like me, don't want to kennel your bird dog in the spring just to let him hibernate till fall, then you should take a long look at the world's largest field trial organization, the National Shoot to Retrieve Association, or NASTRA. This was the very idea of NASTRA's founding fathers back in the 1960s. They wanted to extend time in the field with the dogs that they loved. And it must have been a pretty good idea, because over the years, many thousands of men, women, teens, and families have enjoyed participating in NASTRA field trials. All pointing breeds are welcome, and there's no need to be intimidated. NASTRA sponsors over 1,000 field trials across the U.S. and Canada each year. It's at these trials where your dog can earn his NASTRA championship, qualify for entry into your regional championship, and NASTRA's 5 national championships. Take a look at our website, nstra.org, and consider visiting a local trial. We look forward to meeting you.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line 5 times around each side, pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds, when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Tech rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number two hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
Somewhere over this horizon sit a million little dictators, eager to purge humanity of its hunting instincts. Contrived emotions flood from their air-conditioned, glass-paneled, Wi-Fi-enabled habitats over the mountains and out into the wild, from which they hate to admit they emerged. Their foolish quest to force nature to fit their feelings threatens the survival of every living thing on our planet. If their fevered tantrums are ever imposed, the Earth will be ruled by the deadliest combination in the natural world: human ignorance and human arrogance. Travel another path. The truest path. Nature's path. Trust the hunter in your blood.
From the rough brush of South Texas to the thick bush of South Africa, it's Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
Next year never looks so good. I'm Corey Mason, Executive Director at DSC, inviting you to the DSC's Hunters Convention and Expo, February 11th through the 14th. You bet we're making plans, because conservation doesn't stop. Details are at biggame.org.
Hey, welcome back to Kinder Outdoors, and thank you so much for spending a little time with us, whether it's a broadcast, a podcast, wherever you might be. Thank you. Hey, my friends at Joshua Creek Ranch have a holiday doe special, in effect. This is a heck of a deal. Axis deer, that is the absolute best protein on planet Earth, hands down, according to me. And a lot of other people that know something about eating. And right now, you can shoot two Axis does for the freezer at Joshua Creek Ranch for $800. It's a holiday special only. And two whitetail does for $650. So listen, you want to take a youngster on a great hunt and put good protein in the freezer and on the table? Joshua Creek Ranch in the Texas Hill Country. More details at kinderoutdoors.com. When we look back on the Mount Rushmore of our history here at DSC's Kinder Outdoors, one of the more imposing legends, pure greatness, was the father of the fly rod, Lefty Cray.
How many presidents, United States presidents,
have you? Well, I fished a number of times with Carter, and I was supposed to fish three different times with the older Bush.
Uh-huh.
And twice he had to cancel, and once I had to cancel, but we didn't talk and meet and everything. In fact, I have a picture in my, he sent me in my front room of him casting, and he's left-handed too.
Huh.
And it, underneath, he wrote a nice thing about it, and then he wrote underneath there, please don't cast, criticize my casting style. I thought he was a wonderful guy. I really did.
Yeah.
And Carter was, and him and actually he and his wife Rosalind, both very, very nice people.
Could they fish?
Yeah. In fact, you know, your wife is not impressed with you.
Right.
You know, she sees you sitting on the toilet and everything else.
Oh,
she ain't impressed with you at all.
Right.
And three different times, Carter's group, when he was president, I only live an hour from Washington and an hour from Camp David, where's a trout stream.
Uh-huh.
Three different times, they called and said, President Carter would like to fish with you. Well, I had talks to give her clinics, and I wasn't just going to say, well, the president called me, so I ain't going to do this, because
sure,
they'd already advertised them. So three times I couldn't go. When I got off the third time, my wife, who I've been married to for almost 64 years, and she's my best friend most of the time.
Most of the time.
I told her once, love was blind and marriage is an eye-opener. But anyway, she told me love was marriage, a grand, divorce is 500 grand. So I've stayed for the 64 years. But after I got off the phone the third time, she says, who was that? And I said, it was President Carter's people. So what did they want? I said, they wanted me to fish with him. And she looked me up and down like I had worms and said, why would the president want to fish with you? Wives ain't too impressed with us.
No.
I don't know why they marry us and think we're the dumbest man on earth. I ain't never figured that out yet.
Now, we're in the same boat. I'm in the same boat right now with Lefty. I never thought I'd be in the same boat with you, but there we are.
That's right.
Well, Lefty, do you think that your deceiver pattern will ever take off? You think people...
I think it will, yeah.
Boy, that has been quite a streamer, hasn't it?
Yeah, boy, yeah.
It's been fished all over the world. And...
Yeah, people say, well, when did you invent it? Well, you know, if you're a fly fisherman, you're constantly coming up with new flies. So I don't know when I invented it, but I do know it was in the late 1950s. But it's been fished. It was on a postage stamp.
1991, the United States government, post office... thought enough of your fly to give it its own postage.
Yeah, and made me pay the same price for the stamps as everybody else. They got no discount. Us does not mean U.S. I mean, U.S. don't mean us.
They didn't give you a free book of stamps?
They didn't give you anything. Didn't even give them a fly back.
Oh, my goodness. Now, you said earlier that your favorite freshwater fish is the smallie.
Right.
And I think I know the obvious reasons, the fight. And what are your reasons for loving the smallie?
I think it's maybe because that's when I got started fly fishing. I started on smallmouth. My second favorite is peacock bass, which you find mostly in the Amazon places. But also the largemouth has a big place in my heart. And Bill invited me down here the first time, and... we caught so many bass, I just fell in love with the place. So I love this part of Texas.
Beautiful.
Yep.
And the bonefish?
That's my favorite fish, yeah.
Favorite overall?
Yeah, I think it offers a lot kind of things. You can do a whole lot right and one thing wrong. You know, if the game's over, you got to go again. You don't have to fight them for 20 minutes. And a few very experienced saltwater fly fishermen like tarpon best, and they'll never get over that. But
right.
Most experienced fly fishermen I know who fish in saltwater and have caught most everything will, in the end, say the bonefish they'd rather fish for than anything.
Yeah. What do you see? I'm a big quail hunter, raised and trained bird dogs, and so I have my thoughts about what we need to do for the future of quail. What conservation efforts are you behind, and what do you see that we need to do for our fisheries?
I think there's a number of things wrong. First of all, I used to be an exhibition shooter for Remington Arms, and I've done a lot of hunting, not just in this country, but other places.
Sure.
I think the biggest problem with the future of hunting today is that when I was growing up, a guy who could get a triple on quail or a double on grouse or something like that was a hero. And to most children today who live in either cities or near cities, they don't hunt or fish. And they think a guy who kills birds is a killer.
Yeah.
And so the biggest handicap I see to hunting today is that the future people, the young people, most of them do not regard hunting in a good light. They actually think we're weird people or there's something wrong with us or we're killers. And I mean, they'll eat hamburger from somebody who killed a steer or a cow, but they think somebody that kills a deer and eats it's something wrong with them. I really think that's the biggest problem of all. The other problem is that hunting license and fishing license are what we're the people who really take care of the environment. The people who bought these hunting and fishing licenses and the people who didn't put very little into taking care of it. In fact, we're the ones that forced the legislature to keep our rivers clear and our lakes clean where the people get their drinking water and this sort of thing. And if you lose your hunters and fishers, you lose a part of the populace that really has been responsible for taking care of our resources. The other thing that really concerns me is that... in the Potomac, the Susquehanna, the Mid-Atlantic area where we have smallmouth rivers, 20% of our smallmouth male bass now have female eggs in them.
Hmm.
And something that I think is the candle or the canary in the mine type of thing is that they found out that when we take all these drugs, what we don't assimilate in our body goes through our sewage treatment plants.
Hmm.
And none of our plants are designed to cope for medicines.
Right.
And so all the estrogen that women transfer, all the type of medication we go, are all going into the drinking systems. And most of our big rivers now are responsible as the water systems for our larger cities. And it's not just in the East, it's all over the country. So what I'm wondering is, I know I'm not going to get pregnant from drinking this water, but but I am concerned, what is the long-term effect? And the EPA has just in the last year started to investigate this thing, and we need to quickly understand what are all these medical problems that may occur because of it. I think that's another real problem that we have.
Absolutely.
We're hanging out with legends on the show today. That is the late, great Lefty Cray. Listen, it's time to get out. It's been a hard year, and I have a recommendation. They've got a full-time staff that makes sure that the lodging, the dining, the hunting at Joshua Creek Ranch is safe. Come well, stay well, and leave well. They've even relaxed their cancellation policy at Joshua Creek Ranch in the Texas Hill Country.
Hi, I'm Richard Cheatham, Executive Director of the DSC Foundation. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
There are some very important factors to check when purchasing a hunting blind. They need to be quiet. They need to have an all-day hunt level of comfort. It's got to be dry inside, even in a downpour. Dillon hunting blinds have earned a strong reputation across North America for their durability, insulation, and marine decking fiberglass floor that will never rot in every blind. Plus smart components like an aluminum RV-type door, real glass in the windows that flip in and up with quiet and simple-to-use friction hinges, drip rails on the windows and above the door to keep the wet out. Hey, anyone can build a box. Dillon builds hunting blinds, conceived, drawn up, constructed, and used by hunters. Lightweight and durable, completely assembled, fiberglass inside and out, with foam insulation in between. You can't beat a Dillon. For a dealer near you or to become a dealer, visit DillonManuf.com. That's DillonManuf.com.
The Vineyards Campground and Cabins has time and again been recognized nationally as a safe, clean, fun, and, well, perfect family destination. With all new full hookup 50-amp pedestals, pull-through sites, lightning-fast Wi-Fi and cable TV at every site, the Vineyards Campground in Grapevine, Texas will become a regular travel stop for you. Bring the whole family and enjoy our beautiful group pavilion, private swim beach and boat ramp, stand-up paddle boards, well-stocked camp store, and the friendliest staff that you'll find as you travel in your RV or bus. We're located on the shore of beautiful Grapevine Lake, and you'd never guess that we're right in the middle of Dallas-Fort Worth. Just outside the gated entry at the Vineyards, enjoy the charm of Main Street with exclusive shopping and delicious dining. Don't have an RV? No worries. Come stay at the Vineyards' fully furnished cabins. We can't wait to see you, so make your reservation now at vineyardscampground.com. See you soon.
From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and Norfolk Rivers at Norfolk Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at Norfolk Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh-caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. Norfolk Resort Trout Dock in Norfolk, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com. Dove hunting in Argentina is well documented, but as my friends at JJ Caseria, Cordoba Doves will tell you, the duck hunting is unmatched anywhere in the world. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative for JJ Caseria.
The duck lodge is in Corrientes. We shoot 30 ducks in the morning and 10 per D's in the afternoon. We have 11 different species of ducks. We have a duck season from the 15th of April to the 31st of August.
You are assured before you ever leave American soil that you're going to feel welcome and at home when you hunt with your new friends at J.J. Castelleria.
Our lodge is beautiful. It's 4 years old. It has 10 double bedrooms, all with private baths, all heated and air conditioned. It's very comfortable. We don't put on air, so you'll feel as relaxed in the lodge as you do in your living room.
Hunt world-class doves and ducks in Argentina. Plan next year now by visiting CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caceria. Can see me in Argentina.
We screen that porch in just for you. Glad you enjoy it. You're in camp with Kinder Outdoors and the Dallas Safari Club.
Three buses loaded with kids and parents roll down the highway just like thousands before them have done, all at the invite of the DSC to learn the legacy of the outdoors. Be a part of this at biggame.org.
Hey, this phone number is good all across the U.S. and Canada. Whatever's on your mind, we want to hear about it here at the Camp House at DSC's Kinder Outdoors. 1-877-820-2256. 1-877-820-2256. Give us a call anytime. And drop by the website, kinderoutdoors.com. Register for our big fall contest. Give it away that Dillon Manufacturing Hunting Blind, valued at over $4,000, and a $2,000 Cinnamon Creek Ranch shopping spree. Going to deck that blind with bows and arrows at Cinnamon Creek Archery. KinderOutdoors.com. I want to thank my friends Joe and Ann Kershaval at Joshua Creek Ranch, just northwest of San Antonio, Texas, for bringing us this corner of the Camp House. That's one of my absolute favorite places on planet Earth to visit, to hunt. And not only to hunt those axis deer and world-class upland bird hunting, but to fish as well. They're bordered by the pristine Guadalupe River. The crystal clear Joshua Creek runs right through the middle of the ranch. Don't forget to take your fly rod, but if you do, they've got a pro shop with rentals. Learn more about Joshua Creek Ranch at KinderOutdoors.com. We're revisiting some past conversations on the show today, and a visit that I really enjoyed a few years back, 2016, was with a guy that you're probably very familiar with. Ron Spomer has photographed and written for all of the top outdoor websites and magazines. Proud to call him a friend, and boy, we had a beautiful setting with cool air and Montana mountains in the background when we turned on the recorder and just had a good talk.
I think a big problem with our society today, I know it is, one of the big problems with our society today is too many computer screens, phone screens, iPad screens, too much stimulation from artificial products, and not enough Jungle Boy, not enough running around on the farm, not enough getting out in the woods and waters. It's really important to get our kids out.
Yeah, absolutely right. And the sad thing is, if you look around where kids live today in suburbia, they don't have those opportunities very much anymore. You drive through mile after mile of beautiful, neat houses with nice mowed grass lawns, and don't run on the grass, you're going to tear it up. Don't get into the foliage, you're going to break the branches. You know, we lived in those conditions where you tore things up because that's how you get to be friends with nature. You discover what a tree feels like, what it's like to crawl through a muddy creek and get some crawdads in your hands, and you've got to mess around with nature to really start to appreciate her. And we deny our kids that because everything is so controlled and manicured that kids don't have the opportunity. So what are we going to do, you and I, with our grandkids and our kids? How do we get them out in the woods, in the real wild places? And I think the critical thing is to demand that we still have wild places. Too many of us are all tied up with making a living, which is obviously what we have to do, and we forget that our wild places are disappearing. And if we can't have a lot of good, rugged, wild areas that kids can get into to discover nature, we're going to lose it simply because they're not familiar with it anymore.
Yeah. I tell folks all the time, if you love what you have, if you like visiting places like Glacier and like our seashores and different places of wildlife and wild nature, put a little something back into that. Join a conservation group, whether you hunt or fish or not. Join a conservation group. Do a little research. Make sure they put their money where their mouth is, too. Who do you recommend, Ron? Who do you enjoy? You have a smile on your face when you write them a check.
Ducks Unlimited, absolutely. And Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation is doing great work with habitat. I mean, they are saving literally millions of acres. They don't necessarily just go out and buy them, but they work with the landowners to make sure they're never going to be turned into a suburb, for instance, and they're always going to be available for wildlife. They still may allow some livestock grazing on them, but they control it so that it benefits everyone. The community benefits, the wildlife benefits, and it's there. And it's not just for elk. It's not just for ducks. You know, when Ducks Unlimited saves a wetland or restores a wetland, you don't just get mallards and Canada geese out of there. You get marsh wrens and yellow throats and snipe and all the shorebirds and just a rich panoply of life. And that's what people need to understand is, even if it's just a 40 acres in your neighborhood that's not manicured, that's not cut or plowed or sprayed with herbicides, that's going to provide life for animals, a myriad species. And that's the vibrant side of life that makes it worth living. When you go out and you see a bluebird or an indigo bunting, and it's just a marvel. Like, wow, look at that bluebird. It looks like it came out of the jungles of South America. Yeah. And they're right in our backyards. But unless you've got those wild areas, you're not going to see that stuff.
You know, until your kiddos know this, they don't know this, but there's so much biology in a shovel load of dirt. Just one shovel load of dirt, there's so much in there that will fascinate your kids. Dig in with them and learn together. When your name is Ron Spomer, your suitcase never goes in the closet. It may be home with you for a day or two, where you unload the dirties and then you reload the cleans and you're gone again. I want to hear some cool things that are going on with Ron Spomer in 2016. Where are you going this year?
Oh, it's going to be another exciting year. Going to be heading over to Germany to the Blaser factory with a gentleman. He won a contest, so we're going to tour the factory, and then we go on a little hunt together for some roe deer. And then from there, we fly over to Scotland to stay in a castle and do the famous red stag hunt in the Highlands of Scotland. Yeah. My wife gets to come along on that. And then we're going to race back home, because the very next day we have to fly up to Alaska. We're going to be hunting ducks, fishing silver salmon, and then going moose and bear hunting with a friend.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty exciting.
It's nice to be Ron Spomer, isn't it? Aren't you glad that you were Jungle Boy and you ran around and just caught on fire for this stuff?
Boy, you're absolutely right. I'm glad. What a life to be able to do this sort of thing. But all the while I'm doing this hunting and fishing and just having the time of my life, I've always known it's my responsibility to share that with people, both the joy of the discovery, but also to tell the story about these wild places and why they're important, and educate people discovering what I discover and sharing that so that people learn, hey, I can do this too. This is your land. These are our public lands, and we all have the right to use those. Use them responsibly, use them properly, and they should be here forever, because nature is always renewing. Unfortunately, there's too many people who think we need to leave it alone. You know, nature's there, and we're here. No, man is a part of nature. We're all in this together. So we need to figure out how we can work with nature to harvest her surplus and use it to our advantage without destroying her. And it can easily be done. The North American model of wildlife conservation now for 100 years has been so successful. We've had many species that were on the verge of extinction, and when Roosevelt and the rest of the boys started the Boone and Crockett Club and all of the different conservation agencies that we've been using for now 100 years, our pronghorn population is up over 1.5 million. Elk are up from almost nothing to over 1.5 million. Whitetails are supposedly up to around 30 million whitetails in a country with 350 million people, and all the development that's gone on. It's just amazing that we've been able to support that much wildlife.
Yeah.
And it's because hunters put the money into the programs and demand from the politicians that they don't sell off every acre of land and turn it into another parking lot, that's possible.
Yeah.
And our next generations coming up have got to learn that. This is now going to be put on them. It's their responsibility to maintain what we've got started and push it even farther, because the pressures now for more development are continuing. They're not getting any less.
No. Yeah. And the turkeys, because of a lack of time, you didn't mention the turkeys, but you could go on species by species by species. what we have accomplished in the past 100 years better be replicated and duplicated, or in another 100 years, we're going to be right back where we were one more time. Ron, what a pleasure it is every time I get to sit down and visit with you a few minutes. I'm a sponge when I'm around you. Where can folks keep up with you? I know you have a really cool website. You even have a very cool app that people can carry with them all the time. Where can we go?
Well, we've got ronspomeroutdoors.com. Go to the YouTube channel and go to Ron Spomer Outdoors. Got a lot of great YouTube videos on there. And the app is called Ron Spomer's Everything Whitetail, and it's an educational app. It includes topics on how to hunt whitetails, understand whitetails in their natural history, and then the gear used for your whitetail hunting. There's a fun trivia game in there that asks all kinds of questions about guns and ammo and deer and their behaviors and antlers and all that good stuff.
Thanks for the time, Ron. Good to see you, my friend.
Thank you, Billy. It's always great to talk with you.
Come share our campfire and a good story or two. The Dallas Safari Club presents Kender Outdoors.
Attend the DSC Hunters Expo Reflection in Dallas, February 11th through the 14th, and you will make an important and worldwide impact on poaching. You'll strengthen our Second Amendment, and you will teach a youngster how hunting is conservation. DSC is at biggame.org.
Hey, welcome back to Our Campfire here at Kinder Outdoors. I'm Billy Kinder, and hey, you're welcome here all the time. Bring a buddy with you next time around. This corner of the camp house is brought to you by my friends at Purina Pro Plan. I'm so proud that I've partnered with Pro Plan all of these years from day one, just about. They've been with us. And from day one of Pro Plan, I've been with them. I've fed my hard-working bird dogs and lovable lap dogs Pro Plan Performance Formula. Since there was Pro Plan Performance Formula, no reason to change when you feed the best. Pro Plan, it's at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. You know, one thing that I think sets this outdoor radio show, hunting fishing show, apart from some others is we do include your bird dogs. Do a little dog training. We have some of the top bird dog trainers across the country that give us tips and instruction. Guys like Bob West and Carl Gunzer, Ronnie Smith in Oklahoma, and up in Minnesota, this guy, Tom Dockin. But matters not if you have a bird dog, working dog, or house dog, a pet. This remedy that Tom shared with us a few years back is something worth hanging on to, just in case your dog ever gets skunked.
Hey, Billy, this week we got something coming up. Everybody may want to listen up on this one for sure. You know what? Have you ever been skunked when you've been out hunting? Hey, I'm not talking about have you ever been skunked not getting any birds. I mean skunked. The black and white kind. You know, in South Dakota, I do a lot of pheasant hunting, and then we do a lot of duck hunting and all over the Midwest. And it's not a matter of if your dog is going to get skunked at some period of time. It's just when. And I'll tell you what, if you're not prepared, it can make life miserable. Think about this. Think about loading your dog back into your sparkling clean SUV, and that car that you're going to bring home is going to stink for months. So let me give you an easy solution to this. And it's something that you can carry on any one of your trips. Or if you're out of town, you're going to be able to get this formula that's going to help you out. First of all, what you're going to need, 2 1-gallon jugs of water. You're going to need 1 quart of hydrogen peroxide, 1/2 cup of baking soda, and just a little squirt of dishwashing soap. Now, what I want you to do is take and water the dog down first with the 1 gallon, get him nice and wet, get the coat wet. Then I want you to mix the 1 gallon of water, quart of hydrogen peroxide, 1/2 cup of baking soda, and a little squirt of dishwashing soap in the other gallon. Shake it up good. Get it nice and frothy. Now, I want you to put that solution on the dog and rub it in really good. Rub it into the coat really good. Let it stand like this. I like to let it stand for 15, 20 minutes. Then what I want to do is I want to rinse it off, smell the dog. If he doesn't smell exactly like roses, but he's going to smell pretty good, go ahead and repeat the process one more time. And you know what I really like about this? Any little town has a convenience store, a grocery store, and you can get all of those things right there to take care of potentially a big problem. Try that, and you're never going to really be skunked when you're on a hunting trip.
Hey, if you're looking for dog training products, the Dachen line of training products can be found at all major outdoor retailers or go to Dachen's.com. Hey, and don't forget about the best dog food in the world. It's the one I feed and recommend, Purina Pro Plan.
Thanks, Tom. I've had people use that recipe to de-skunk your dog and call me and tell me, Billy, Tom's onto something there. That's the only thing I've ever tried that actually works. And, hey, you can get all of those ingredients, like he said, in any town anywhere, no matter the size. You could probably get all those things you need at an Atwoods Ranch and Home Store when you stop to pick up that Purina Pro Plan performance formula, 30% protein, 20% fat. Hey, thanks, Tom. Every time I hear about skunks, I think of an old dog that I had, gosh, 20 years ago. Her name was Jill. And she was a really good bird dog. She was excellent at trailing a wounded bird. She could do it better than any dog I ever had or hunted behind. And she'd come back with that bird. But she never got over her desire to kill a skunk. She would go down in a hole and kill a skunk. Thank goodness she wouldn't bring it to me. But her white coat would be yellow for a few weeks, and she would stink for a while. Wish I'd had Tom's remedy back then. Another piece that I've gotten a lot of mail and phone calls about is one that Ronnie Smith did up in Oklahoma. He was talking about that canine rattlesnake vaccine.
Bill, we've been using the vaccine since its inception. One instance that I'm aware of is a young man that went through our apprentice program had a Labrador that was whelping a litter of puppies. She got up, walked outside the barn, and was booger barking at something, went around the corner, yelped, and came back in. When she came back in, he noticed that she was bit on lip by a rattlesnake. She had the vaccine. He took her to the vet. They ran liquids through her and antibiotics. And 17 hours later, she was nursing those puppies again.
Unbelievable. Boy, that's a testament for this vaccine. Now, when you first give it, it's a series of two shots, right?
That's right. You give your initial shot, and then 30 days later, you give your booster. We have been in close contact with veterinarians in Red Rock Biologics.
Uh-huh.
And if you are in snake country, they suggest that you give a booster every 6 months.
One of our dog training pros from up Oklahoma way, famous Ronnie Smith Kennels. That's Ronnie Smith. Well, hey, I'm going to make a little run to the coffee pot, but when we come back, we'll continue our look back over 10 years of Kinder Outdoors on the road.
This is Eddie Salter. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
At DSC, the mission has been so solid and successful in the areas of hunter advocacy, education, and conservation that our membership has grown to include people from around the globe. Like-minded conservationists that know the importance of teaching young people how to fish, hunt, camp, and conserve. If you share the desire to pass along these great rights to your children and their children as well, consider a DSC membership. Dallas Safari Club is truly an international organization with our roots and annual convention and expo in Dallas, Texas, but there are DSC chapters all across America. We believe that the North American model of science-based conservation put in place by men like Teddy Roosevelt and duplicated in countries worldwide works. We carefully vet and support groups that purely work towards science-based conservation. We spend a great deal of time and money on our future generations sharing our rich hunting history and heritage. DSC also stands toe-to-toe every day against the forces that would abolish your gun rights and your right to hunt and fish. Stand with us. Visit biggame.org.
You might hunt the South Pasture, or maybe the Double Tanks. You've watched that big 10-point for 4 years now. Maybe he'll show up. Or maybe it's a doe you'll hang in the cooler tonight. We're almost out of sausage links and taco meat. Maybe a pig will come by today. Among all the maybes, there is an absolute. Take your wild game to Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. The Masacchio family and their decades of family recipes will have your guests at a whitetail dinner complimenting you on the beef.
Because the way we season them, and then we cry vac them, vacuum seal them, and then let them sit, and then we put them in the freezer. So the spices get to work on the meat for a little bit. If you'll cook them just like a regular filet, you know, like medium rare or rare, it's perfect. I mean, you can't tell the difference.
Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. CinnamonCreekRanch.com.
National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon. I want to tell you about a new concept and company that I came across recently. Air Armor Tech. They build inflatable gun cases and scope covers using a mil-spec bladder to protect firearms and optics just like the airbag in your car. Surrounded by a durable ballistic nylon outer bag, they're tough as nails and super lightweight, made to be extremely protective in any harsh environment. After the trip, deflate your air armor to about 15% of the original size. The company is veteran-owned, and they build a superior product, airarmortech.com.
The Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation salutes hunters for the role they play in providing critical funding for conservation. Funds generated by hunting licenses and fees, excise taxes on hunting gear, and donations to groups like RMEF generate funds that fuel land and wildlife conservation efforts from coast to coast. Celebrate how hunting is conservation at our annual fundraising banquet and auction. Be ensuring the future of elk, other wildlife, their habitat, and our hunting heritage.
The old camp house floor creaks a little, but don't worry. You're on solid ground with the Dallas Safari Club and Kender Outdoors.
Our hunting and fishing heritage is much too precious not to protect and nurture. That's our job at DSC, and we take our work seriously. BigGame.org.
Hey, listen, time is starting to run out. You've only got a few weeks left to make absolutely sure that you and everyone in your hunting party, fishing party, home are registered to win our Deck the Blind with Bows and Arrows contest, our big fall giveaway here at DSC's Kinder Outdoors, along with our friends from Cinnamon Creek Ranch and Dillon Manufacturing. KinderOutdoors.com, K-I-N-D-E-R, KinderOutdoors.com is the website. Go there and register, real easy to do, and then it's a simple drawing, mid-December. Going to give away a 6x6 Dillon Manufacturing Octagon hunting blind sitting on a 5-foot tower. Throwing in a $2,000 shopping spree at Cinnamon Creek Ranch, Archery, Wild Game Processing, and Event Center. It's our way of saying thank you for tuning in to Kinder Outdoors. Greatly appreciate you. Taking a little trip down memory lane today, because that old memory lane meanders around through more than a decade of DSC's Kinder Outdoors, and boy, there were a lot of great characters along the way. One of them was a billionaire, T. Boone Pickens. You saw him on Fox News a lot. His thoughts in the oil and gas and energy field were highly sought after. But hey, he was also a heck of an outdoorsman and loved to chase quail behind his bird dogs.
Boone Pickens had some fine bird dogs through the years, and some dogs that mean a lot to you, haven't you?
Yeah, we got lucky on we had a female named Tammy. And she was a very stylish dog. She was, I remember the stud dog, not for her, but not very far away from her, was Regan's White Knight.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just a real beautiful dog and a good cubby dog and easy to manage and everything. And we had another dog in the kennel that had a real pedigree. Gunsmoke was big in his line, and his name was Duke. But he wasn't the best bird dog in the kennel. He's okay.
Yeah.
But she had the desire to hunt more than he did. And we just said, let's go with his bloodline and hope Gunsmoke shows up better than it did in him.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the year. They had a litter, and I've never had a litter of pups in my life where all the dogs graded from good to excellent.
That's very rare.
Yeah, it is. And I'm telling you, I had litters before where it was poor to good.
Right.
And the top end of eight, I'd get two.
Right.
And others just weren't hunting dogs.
Yeah.
And so, but this one, I couldn't believe it. I told Bob Morris, I said, Bob, every one of these dogs are good. Mm-hmm. And they were.
Yeah.
And we turned out, I believe it was five litters.
Mm-hmm.
We just worked that pair to death almost.
Yeah.
Because they were so good, and it was always the same results.
Yeah.
They were a match, made in heaven.
Right.
So
genes lined up.
They lined up, and they kept lining up. I don't think out of five litters, I think we ever had a dog that didn't make it. Now somebody say he's lying, I don't think I'm lying, but I may not remember at my age. I remember every one of them made it.
Who is the bird dog that you have immortalized in bronze outside of your kennel?
Yeah, Princess.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, Princess. But I never had any pups out of her.
Oh.
I was in Europe, and she got sick, and this was in 1964. And I had a secretary that made all the decisions on that deal, and she said, I've never been so nervous in my life.
Mm.
She said, and this is not when you could get in touch with people real easy.
Yeah.
And she had a... infection, and they went in and they said that they're going to have to do a hysterectomy on her, and they weren't even sure they could save her. So I was gone a month, and I wasn't over on vacation either. I was over at working. But I'd call back, and they hated to tell me everything that was going on because there's not any decisions to make they didn't think that they couldn't make. And I was on a project that we had to make is very big for the company. And so they said, well, don't bother him. We'll just make the decisions and get Prince as well. And they did, but she never had any pups.
That's a shame that you never got any pups out of her, but it tells me the world about that bird dog if you've got her set aside from all the other great dogs out in front of your kennel. It's pretty spectacular.
I killed over that dog, I think, 5,000 birds.
Wow. It becomes a point, and if you've never quail hunted, you just don't understand it. But that camaraderie between a man and a dog, when you're working like a hand in a glove together, and those special ones, that comes out only in those real special ones. Boy, that's a great feeling.
I was used to hunt out Arch Fulton's Ranch, which is south of Channing, Texas, and over in Hartley County. And it's blue quail country. But this dog would adjust anything. I hunted her on chickens. I hunted her on Hungarian partridge. Only thing she wouldn't do when I was living up in Canada in 68, I knocked a mallard down in the Saskatchewan River, and she swam out to it, turned around, and came back.
That shows how smart she was. I don't like to eat ducks either.
She wouldn't retrieve that duck. And so I tried to talk her into doing it. She wouldn't do it. But I've hunted pheasants, everything over. But she had something she'd do early in the season. I'd cripple a blue, and it would always happen over there at Fulton's Ranch. And she would run it down, bird been winged, had plenty of legs left. And she'd run a bird down and bring it back. And she wasn't a retriever, but I talked her into doing it. Just, you're talking about man and dog working together. She got the picture that I wanted her to bring the birds back. And she did. She became a very, very good retriever. And she wouldn't hunt dead till she was 4 or 5 years old. Then I talked her into doing that. So we were looking for cripples together is kind of the way it worked.
Right.
I'd get in there, and I was moving stuff around, trying to get crippled, and she was too. And so anyway, she'd take one of those blues that had broken wing and had run. She caught it. She'd bring it back to about, 20 yards away from me, look at me, and put it down out of her mouth.
Yeah.
And put her foot on it. And I said, what are you doing, Princess? Bring the bird to me. I said, all right, I'll come and get it. So I'd start for it, and she'd release it and let it run. And then she'd grab it again and turn around and put her foot on it. And now we're in a game.
Right.
And she did that early in the season three or four times, and then she wouldn't do it. She wouldn't do it three or four times in a season. It was three or four years she did it, maybe five or six times.
Yeah.
But I try to get her to do it when somebody's there, and never did it. She'd only do it when it was for me.
You think these dogs aren't smart? They can read us like a book as well.
That's right. But what fun I've had.
The great T. Boone Pickens, the late great Boone Pickens, talking about his beloved bird dogs, his very close friend, Bubba Wood, will receive the Boone Pickens Lifetime Sportsman Award next spring at the Park City's Quail Banquet and Auction in Dallas. You know, 89% of the field trial champions across North America feed Purina Pro Plan performance formula to their hard-working bird dogs. 30% protein and 20% fat. It is the absolute perfect fuel for your hard-working dog at the end of a long day. Hey, they'll be ready to go again tomorrow morning. Pick up the Pro Plan at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, Texas, and Kansas.
I'm Delmer Smith. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors. And that's the fact.
Imagine a change in Hollywood's message. Imagine a big screen version of your life, telling your story as a God-fearing, red-blooded hunter. Manifesting your God-given right and skill to gather groceries in the woods and pray over them on the dinner table. Lots of folks seem to think this film is a great idea.
This is Michael Waddell.
I'm Taki Hayes.
Hey, this is your blood brother, Ted Nugent.
And want to partner with you to build the first ever hunter-funded, God-glorifying movie centered around our hope, our heritage, our harvest. What this world needs is a hunter. You make this world a better place. Come on, theharvestmovie.com. The first time that I gave my taxidermy work to Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas, was way back in 1994. It was a very special little Texas Hill Country whitetail, just a spindly little management buck. But to this day, decades later, still one of the most cherished memories in my home. And it still looks as fresh as it did back then. My son was 10 years old, and this was his very first deer. There have been a lot of years and a lot of memories preserved since that time, and the common denominator in them all is Roy Holdridge and True Life Taxidermy. True Life is trusted by hunters and fishermen from around the world and is called upon to handle the artistry that brings that hunt or fishing trip back to life every time they admire True Life's work in their home, office, or hunt camp. True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas. Give us your wild game processing order, too. We'll take care of it. TrueLifeTaxidermy.org. If you fry your turkeys during the holiday season and you're tired of the hassle of pots, open flames under hot oil, and sticky, oily messes, then it's time to take a good look at the Cajun Fryer by R&V Works. The original, the last fryer that you'll ever need to purchase. Cajun Fryer puts pro-level frying gear in your backyard or hunt and fish camp. These are high-performance, low-maintenance deep fryers that feature the heat source in the oil. Your oil heats from the inside out. If your family loves a fish fry, Cajun Fryer is a must. Because the heat source is suspended in the oil, small crumbs and pieces that burn fall to the bottom. So your oil stays much cleaner, many times lasting the entire year. Often imitated, never duplicated. Don't be fooled. Take a look at the original Cajun Fryer at CajunFryer.com. Fresh, crisp,
delicious every time. CajunFryer.com.
At the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, we're really happy to have more than 50,000 kids in school classrooms learning about archery, fishing, boating, and other outdoor skills each year. We're thrilled that we have grown to schools across the United States and continue to grow. We're humbled that teaching wildlife conservation to our future generations have been so eagerly accepted by more than 250,000 kids so far. We're happy, thrilled, and humbled. But we're not stopping. The Outdoor Adventures program in junior highs and high schools across America has proven to be a hit with kids. And in case after case, we've seen Outdoor Adventures' young lives changed. Kids that just were not into school and not involved are now excited to get into the classroom each day because of Outdoor Adventures. The kids earn classroom credit by learning the outdoor basics, and they smile while learning. If you want Outdoor Adventures in your local school, contact me, Scott McClure. I'm at gootf.com. That's Scott at gootf.com.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
Kids along. This is where heritage is guarded just for them. Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
Remember the thrill of opening morning in the deer blind? At the DSC, we work very hard to ensure that your great-grandkids will too. BigGame.org.
What a birthday treat it was just a couple of summers ago when I was at Joshua Creek Ranch hunting axis deer on June 5th, my birthday. Wait a minute, hunting deer in June? Yeah, it's legal. You see, axis deer in Texas are considered an exotic, no different than feral hogs. They're open game 365 days a year, and summertime is a great time to hunt axis deer because typically you'll find a lot more hard-horned deer and at their antler peak in the summertime. However, their rut can occur any time of the year. They're a beautiful animal, and they've got them. They're one of the few places on North American continent that have axis deer, and it's a free-range herd at Joshua Creek Ranch in the Texas Hill Country. I'm going back. It'll be in January. Why don't you book your trip now with the peace of mind of knowing that they've relaxed their cancellation policy at Joshua Creek Ranch? Learn more at kinderoutdoors.com. When I think back over the years of the places that we have used for office space, it's kind of amazing. An Argentine bungalow, a rustic second floor room in a fish camp in Rainy Lake, Minnesota, looking out over iced over water, the tailgate of a pickup in the middle of the mountains of Montana, and under a shade tree by a boat ramp in Lake Murray, Oklahoma, with an Oklahoma legend. Jimmy Houston.
Jimmy Houston, welcome to the Big Billy Kinder Outdoors Camp House. What do you think of it?
Hey, I think it's great, man. This is the best place in the world to have an office.
Yeah, we love it, man. We just love it. Thanks for taking the time to sit down and visit with us.
We could just about catch a fish from right here. It'd take a pretty long cast, but I believe we can do it.
By golly, I bet if we won't do bad enough, we can get it done.
I tell you.
We can get it done. Jimmy Houston, let's just look at this real quick. Professional Bass Fishing Hall of Fame and I'm just now, I'm talking about your wife. I hadn't even gotten to you yet. I'm talking about Chris. America's favorite fisherman. Now, that's debatable at your house, isn't it?
Well, it is. It's kind of debatable, I think, in a lot of places. But we've kind of, I don't know where that moniker really came from, but It happened several years ago, and it's okay with me. I mean, I'm fine with that. I'd like to be a favorite at something.
No. Hey, you are America's guy when it comes to bass fishing in the outdoors. And what a career God's blessed you with, huh?
Well, there's no doubt about that, Billy. We've had a great time, and, you know, we've been on next year will be our 34th year on national television, which is a long, long time.
Yeah.
Started when I was like 4 or 5 years old, something like that.
Yeah, right. But we're celebrating Jimmy's 40th birthday.
Yeah, today. It's been really great. It really has. It's a lot of fun. You know, I met a tremendous amount of great people.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the best thing. The whole deal is, you know, I've got to fish with governors and presidents and movie stars and NASCAR drivers and just whatever, you name it.
Oh, yeah.
All kinds of athletes. And that's really neat. And a great thing about it is you find that fishing, you know, ties everybody together. It doesn't matter. You know, I was in an airplane one time going through Dallas, and I saw a guy sitting in right up in front of me across the aisle. And my seat on Delta is 2B, so it's 2B or not to be. And I noticed he kept looking back at me, and I kind of looked at him, and I thought, my golly, I said, that's Captain Kirk from the Starship Enterprise right there on his Delta airline. And he kept looking, and so we got off the airplane, and I couldn't remember his name. It's William Shatner, but I remember Captain Kirk. And so we got off the airplane, and they started up the jetway, and I said, Captain Kirk. And he turned around, and I said, I just want to meet you. I'm Jimmy Houston. And he turned around to his wife or girlfriend, whatever it was, and he said, I told you that was Jimmy. I told you that was him. And I said, you like to fish. And of course, he's had that show, Boston Legal,
right,
in which he talks about fishing a lot, but he didn't fish much on the Starship. And
yeah.
And he said, oh, I love it. She just bought me a new rod reel. And so we visited about 10 minutes. But
it's kind of
unusual when you find that people like, I mean, the captain of Starship Enterprise loves to fish. That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, fishing is just a universal language. Brings a lot of smiles to a lot of people's faces. And it's a great way to, it's so much easier to introduce a kid to the outdoors through fishing than it is through a deer rifle. That step can come second very easily, but boy, what a great way to introduce
it. It is. You know, the thing about hunting, of course, is you have seasons. They tell you when to start. You can start hunting, when you can quit. You know, we just had a girl here in Oklahoma kill a bear, the first bear killed by a woman in Oklahoma, unless one was killed illegally or run over by a truck or something sometime.
Uh-huh.
But that just happened this past week. But it takes there's a lot more to hunting than there is fishing. And the thing about fishing is you can go anywhere within
right.
a mile or two of anybody's house, almost anywhere in America, and certainly within 5 or 10 miles, even if you live in the city, and find a place to go fishing.
Yeah.
And where we are here in southeastern Oklahoma, where our ranch is and where we live over in northeastern Oklahoma on Lake Ten Killer, we're blessed with just an abundance of water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got a half a dozen major reservoirs within a couple of hours of here.
Sure, absolutely.
And it's pretty much that way all over Oklahoma, all over Texas. And you know, I travel all over the world, and you know, this country is really blessed with great places to fish everywhere.
Oh, yeah. And no matter what you want to do, if you want to saltwater fish, you're just a few hours away from it, no matter where you live in this nation.
Sure, we're pretty much surrounded by water. If it wasn't for Canada up there, we'd have water all the way around.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Now, you were talking about some of the people that you get to rub elbows with. I noticed that you left my friend Wally Marshall's name out of that.
You know, I've fished with Wally for many, many years. I actually started fishing with Wally when he first started getting started, and before he became Mr. Crappie. When I go out with him, I like that we catch a bunch of crappie. I'll pick up a rod and reel and start catching bass just to make him angry, you know.
And
I was fishing with him one time, and a bass started schooling around us, and I grabbed a rod and a Cordell hotspot or something and started catching just one right after another. And I told him, I said, Wally, pick that rod up and catch some of these bass. And he said, I ain't catching any of them trash fish. And
yeah.
He kept crappie fishing with a roadrunner. And I was catching, you know, a lot of those fish were 3, 4, and 5 pounders. It was schooling. It was just incredible.
And it doesn't get any more fun.
He refused
that.
To catch them, though.
He did. We were crappie fishing. I know he's taking you out to Cedar Creek before.
Oh, yeah, fish Cedar Creek.
He and I were on Cedar Creek a few weeks ago, and we're just snagging those crappie left and right.
Tremendous like when I down in Dallas.
Shooting those docks.
Yeah,
you know?
Oh, yeah.
And I hooked a catfish, a 2 or 3 pound catfish, and I reached for the net, and he said,
Don't put that slimy thing
catch
in
your line. You know, I paid my way through college selling catfish, so I've caught literally thousands of them. So
yeah,
I've kind of got a love affair with the catfish myself.
I've seen you fly fish. I've seen you perch fish.
Oh,
I've
yeah.
seen you catch crappie.
Oh, yeah.
Long as it's a bite, you don't care.
I really don't. You know, we got to go sturgeon fishing this last year. My daughter and I. She caught first fish she caught was 6'11" inches long. 6'11" long. And we caught these sturgeon were like 180 pounds. And,
yeah.
And you know, I've saltwater fished all over the country.
Sure.
I fished in Africa, really kind of all over the world. We've actually fished the Sea of Galilee.
Really?
And which is Lake Genesaret. So it doesn't matter to me. As long as we get something on the end of the rod, I'm perfectly happy. And I'm like everybody else. I like a big old bass or
right.
whatever. But you know, I have fun catching a 10-inch bass or a 10-pound bass.
It doesn't make any difference. You giggle like a kid every time.
The bigger the better, though.
Yeah, that's right.
Size matters.
Yeah, and you're pretty.
If the world went dark, if the good Lord just turned off the lights, and Jimmy Houston were to laugh, you could pinpoint him. You'd know, hey, I don't know anybody else in this dark room, but that's Jimmy Houston over there. Hey, this corner of the Camp House at Kinder Outdoors is brought to you by my friends at Joshua Creek Ranch in the beautiful Texas Hill Country. I know if you live up north, your winters can get pretty hard, but boy, those live oak trees stay green year-round for a reason down in the beautiful Texas Hill Country. Ranch owner Joe Kirchival says that their winters down at Joshua Creek are kind of like Colorado summers. Pleasant. Perfect bird dog weather. Book your trip now at the place that Orvis and Beretta both highly recommend. Joshua Creek Ranch. Learn more about them at kinderoutdoors.com. Let's grab a cup of coffee.
Good morning. I'm Lieutenant Colonel David Snodgrass from the United States Air Force. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Deck the blind with bows and arrows. La 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 la.
Kinder Outdoors is giving away a 6x6 Dillon Manufacturing hunting blind valued at over $4,000 and a $2,000 shopping spree at Cinnamon Creek Ranch Archery and Wild Game Processing. Register now at kinderoutdoors.com and be sure to like Kinder Outdoors on Facebook for bonus entry opportunities. Register now at kinderoutdoors.com. Buffalo Wool, hats, socks, and gloves will keep you warm and comfortable on even the most uncomfortable days. It's called buffalo wool because the very special fibers used in buffalo wool products are harvested from beneath the big shaggy guard hairs on the bison. These special fibers are how the buffalo manages a Wyoming blizzard or a North Dakota ice storm with no trouble at all. Ron Miskin owns the Buffalo Wool Company and loves the customer feedback.
Well, I was really surprised when I got pictures back. He went and did a 330-mile snowmobile trek up in Alaska, negative 30s, Jason Muskox. He said second day he quit wearing his choppers, just wearing our gloves and hat.
The buffalo fiber you make your products from, actually warmer than wool.
Oh, yeah, much warmer than wool, a lot more durable. So these are meant to be used and used hard. We warranty them for life. You wear them out, we'll replace them.
TheBuffaloWoolCo.com. At Marksman Firearms and Outfitters, we make shopping for the hunter or recreational shooter in your family easy with locations in Mansfield, Wichita Falls, Granbury, and Killeen, Texas. Take advantage of our 90-day layaway, same as cash, so there's no need to hide gifts until the big morning. All year, we honor our military and first responders with a 10% discount on everything in the store. For rifles, pistols, shotguns, ammo, and optics, Marksman Firearms is your complete one-stop shop. MarksmanFirearms.com. Make your mark at Marksman.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line 5 times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds, when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Check rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie rigs, pre-tied with number two hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
Dove hunting in Argentina is well documented, but as my friends at JJ Caseria, Cordoba Doves will tell you, the duck hunting is unmatched anywhere in the world. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative for JJ Caseria.
The Duck Lodge is in Corrientes. We shoot 30 ducks in the morning and 10 per D's in the afternoon. We have 11 different species of ducks. We have a duck season from the 15th of April to the 31st of August.
You are assured before you ever leave American soil that you're going to feel welcome and at home when you hunt with your new friends at JJ Caseria.
Our lodge is beautiful. It's 4 years old. It has 10 double bedrooms, all with private baths, all heated and air conditioned. It's very comfortable. We don't put on air, so you'll feel as relaxed in the lodge as you do in your living room.
Hunt world-class doves and ducks in Argentina. Plan next year now by visiting CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caseria. Can see me in Argentina.
We've camped on the ground and in five-star lodges, but have never found a more welcome camp than this one. The Dallas Safari Club presents Kender Outdoors.
DSC has provided many thousands of kids with the first steps of a lifetime to enjoyment in the shooting sports, hunting, and fishing. Your ticket to DSC's Hunter Expo in February will help to ensure that future generations will too. BigGame.org.
Never know who you're going to run into when you walk up and down the aisles of the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo. A few years ago, I bumped into Hall of Fame NFL running back Larry Zonka.
Well, I dreamt about going to Alaska from the time I was about 10 years old. I did not dream about the NFL until I was about 17 or 18 years old. And I had my sights set on Alaska early on, probably 1956, 1955. I first saw some of the Field & Stream magazines with some of those Kodiak bears on the cover. I said, where is that? I want to go there. And I dreamt about getting there and was hoping to get there. And then, of course, got detoured into NFL, which I'm not complaining about, which made things turn around to where Alaska became available to me once I got out of the NFL. I can afford, in fact, to go up.
Long before the NFL, long before the NFL Hall of Fame, long before thoughts of making a career out of playing football, you were hunting in some woods somewhere. Where did this all start for you?
Absolutely. In a rural part of Ohio, I grew up outside of Akron, probably 30 miles south, east of Cleveland. And, dairy farm kind of area. We didn't have a lot of large whitetail or anything like that. It was pretty well shot up. And Ducks Unlimited had started to bring the waterfowl back. So in the late 40s, early 50s, when I was a boy just starting to hunt, all we had was rabbit and pheasant. And we were delighted to have that. But we dreamt about whitetail. We dreamt about Canadian geese and so on. And now, through all the different clubs we hunters have put together, now we have, many deer to hunt, we're standing in one of the best deer hunting states in the Union, as far as I'm concerned. This is the friendliest place in the world for a deer hunter right here in Texas. That's why I come back quite a bit. And the same thing in South Dakota for pheasants and so on, right down Ducks Unlimited. My gosh, the things they've done. I'm really proud of that organization and being affiliated with it. And that has changed, as I grew up shooting, hunting rabbits with a 20 Marlin single shot 22 and tracking pheasants in the snow, and dreamt about going on to bigger things, white-tailed deer, Canadian geese, so on, and then eventually to end up in Alaska where you could really go after some real honest to gosh big game. It made it all worthwhile.
And I've seen you hunt moose. I've seen you catch big halibut. I've seen you do lots of things in Alaska. Could you hone it down? If the good Lord said, Larry, I'm just going to give you one,
one. Here's what you're going to do the rest of your life. What's your favorite?
You know, my favorite area, I can do that for you easier, is the peninsula that runs out before it turns into the Aleutian Islands. That's still the wildest place in Alaska. That's been the place that all the folks that take other people to the outback in Alaska, when we all get together and say, okay, now let's go someplace for us, that's where we go, because that's the outbacker's outback. It's not for everybody because it's not easy to get to. You know, you got to have a situation where you can spare a week time-wise, because it could take you 2 days to go in and 5 days to come out. We're talking about extremely remote and very weather-conditioned. But as a result, June, July, and August, and part of September, that is the wildest place in the world to go fly fishing for steelhead, for silver salmon, for king salmon, even some red salmon come in there. And then the trout fishing is and dollies are just, it's just crazy. And the bears, you're absolutely up to your ears in bears. And the great thing about that, for those folks out there who listen to the show that are worried about bears, it's the best time of the season for the bears, because they've got more than they can eat. And any time bears have more than they can eat, they are totally uninterested in humans unless the human's standing on their rock. That's all you got to be, is careful where you stand. Yeah. Just get out of the way and the bears will pass within 10 feet of you and there's never a problem.
The only undefeated team in NFL history. How much does that mean to you guys? Every year you watch it pretty close, don't you?
Well, you know, particularly here in this part of the country, I mean, pro football, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You guys with the Cowboys, I mean, that's we contrasted how well we were doing with the Miami Dolphins against decades of watching the Cowboys. Now, you know, I'm a Cowboy fan. If I wasn't playing them, I kind of like watching them. But if I'm playing against them, I'm not a Cowboy fan. Make no mistake. But at the same time, to know where you rank in the NFL during the time my tenure there, that was a pretty good measuring board, because Landry, the great coaches you had here during the decades, you know, there's probably three solid decades there where the Cowboys were always either in the playoffs or approaching the playoffs. So they always had great football teams. They had great personnel. They had great people that made up their coaching staff and their player personnel. Leroy Jordan, Bob Lilly, you know, Coach Landry. The list goes on. Roger Staubach. You know, I was a kid in college and watching Staubach at Navy, and when he was drafted by Dallas, I thought, Dallas knows what they're doing. I was kind of hoping, you know, that would happen. But unfortunately, Lombardi said I was too slow, and maybe Landry listened to him, so they ended up dumping me off in Miami. But that, you know, things worked out. It worked out. And we had the undefeated season. Certainly, to get back to your question, that's the highlight of my career, highlight of anyone that was affiliated with that Miami Dolphins team that was there in 72. That has to be the highlight. But, you know, coming again, it's we were up in the winning column there for 4 or 5 years. But then having a team around here that was there for 3 or 4 decades, that's a little different.
16-0 is pretty darn special. It's never been done. It's never been done. You guys have the crown there. Who introduced you to hunting or fishing? Who first put a gun or a rod and reel in Larry Zonka's hands?
Well, you know, my dad and my grandfather would probably argue over that. I had, depending on which one it was, whether they were handing me a Stevens side-by-side or an old L.C. Smith with double hammers, you know. I had some low brass shells in that L.C. Smith. I used to put the butt against a tree and try to aim it at a rabbit if I could find the rabbit.
Kicked a little, didn't you?
Yeah, knocked me flat when I was about 7 years old. But my granddad and my father got me, you know, the first few years I went out with them, I was not allowed to carry a shotgun until I proved I could handle it. And they would allow me to hunt by myself because I was so small, you know, and I ran with my own dogs and so on. But when I would go with them, they would carry the shotguns, and I was the dog. You know, I did the retrieval, and then got up on top of the brush piles and jumped up and down on them to see if we could flush a rabbit out. So, and I thought that was the biggest adventure. You know, at 5 years old, I thought that was an adventure that was second to none. You know?
And it was. Isn't it amazing what the outdoors, whether it's a farm in Iowa or Ohio or Illinois or Texas or Alaska, isn't it amazing what the outdoors just does for us?
Well, as far as communicating and having a good feeling about family, it was a lot for us, because I grew up in an era where, you know, we supplemented the table with what we picked up, rabbits and pheasants and so on. I not only shot them, bagged them and trailed them and followed them and snuck up on them and tried to bag them, But I cleaned them and prepared them, soaked them in salt water. I knew the whole thing is the same. When I was old enough to shoot, I was old enough to clean game. And I only shot what we ate. And it was just part of the deal, and that's the way I came up. So I've never been too much of a... I like to trophy hunt. Don't get me wrong. You know, I'd love to shoot the world's biggest Kodiak bear. But at the same time, the way I grew up, we pretty much ate everything we ever shot.
Well, I've known for a long, long time that I wanted to meet Larry Zonka because you just look like the kind of guy that I'd like, and you've proven that today. What a pleasure to visit with you. Thank you for the time. Appreciate it.
Sure thing. I wish Leroy Jordan would have felt more like you did, and Bob Lilly, I'd probably played a couple years longer.
You folks in Florida, you Dolphins fans probably enjoyed that a great deal. Hall of Famer Larry Zonka. Well, we're all out of time, but I do want to thank you for traveling down memory lane with us on the show today here at DSC's Kinder Outdoors. Come see me this week at kinderoutdoors.com, K-I-N-D-E-R. Register to win our big fall contest at Dillon Manufacturing Hunting Blind, sitting on a tower, a shopping spree at Cinnamon Creek Ranch to go with it. And it's our way of saying thanks a lot for being part of our campfire here at DSC's Kinder Outdoors. I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the time we have together each week and invite you right back here next time around. Till then, may God bless you and your bunch.